The club was busy on both floors, as always. Looking around, Gavin felt nothing but pride at what he had built. The Outlands was a safe haven for kinksters, tucked away under what was a bar by day and a popular nightclub for the college students at night. None of them had any idea there was a secret basement full of whips, chains, and an assortment of other toys beneath them while they partied away on the floor above. His eyes scanned the room. There were plenty of dungeon monitors, but Gavin liked to keep an eye on things. The club was set up as one very large room, but when it got crowded as it did on the weekends, it was impossible to see everything going on. That was the only flaw. If he had to do it all again, he'd design this room with a balcony so he could survey the entire floor from one position. Control freak. Maybe a wee bit. Master Gavin? A soft voice made him turn to look down at Brienne, a sweet submissive who had a monumental crush on him. Since she was respectful about it, Gavin tried not to hurt her feelings, but she was becoming more and more forward in her requests. Yes, Lassie. He kept his voice short and clipped. Despite his years in the States, he'd managed to maintain his original Scottish burr, but he tried to damp that down now. He knew the submissives thought it was sexy, and he didn't want to encourage her.
I was wondering if you would like to play tonight, Master Gavin. I would be happy to be of assistance.
She peeked up at him, though her head remained down, trying to gauge his reaction to the offer. Clever girl. She'd chosen a night when his ex-wife Leah wasn't here. Despite being divorced, he and Leah seemed at Outlands on a fairly regular basis. Their marriage hadn't worked out, but neither of them had been able to get over the other. The bedroom had been the one place they'd always gotten along, and that had continued even after the split. Gavin never seemed with anyone else when Leah was there. He also didn't have sex with any of the submissives he seemed with other than Leah, but that didn't seem to stop some of them from hoping. As long as Leah wasn't wearing his collar, he knew this would keep happening. Raising his gaze away from the young submissive next to him, Gavin didn't feel even a little tempted. Brienne was, what, 25? Less than half his age? It didn't make him feel virile or manly to have young women interested in him. It made him feel old. Their hopes and dreams were still intact. They hadn't been beaten down by life yet, whereas he was cynical and jaded. Except, his eyes were drawn to the couple across the room, the ones who had come in for the first time yesterday. Logan had his wife, Felicity, tied to a square wooden column and was flogging her. The two of them had come to Pittsburgh for the weekend, and he liked to keep an eye on any newcomers, but that wasn't the entire reason why his eyes were constantly drawn to them. To be honest, he wasn't sure why. Something about them had tickled his interest.
Master Gavin?
The right words said in the wrong voice. Not tonight, lass. Gavin shook his head, turning his attention back to her. Would you like some help finding another dom to scene with?
No, thank you, Master Gavin.
She sighed heavily before walking away. Gavin's mouth twitched. He wondered if the sigh was supposed to make him feel guilty. If so, she'd underestimated what an ornery bastard he was. It didn't bother him to turn her away. He looked back at Logan and Felicity. Logan was setting up a Hitachi against the column. Gavin grinned and moved closer. He enjoyed watching a good scene as much as the next man.